Hi, welcome back to AR Zone. I'm your host, Carolyn Bailey. These continuing interviews on anti-oppression, veganism, and related issues are in association with VegFest UK. In today's interview, we'll be joined by budding business sensation, Omari McQueen. Omari, who is already an award-winning chef, has always had a passion for cooking and started his own YouTube channel called The Mari Maker Show, as well as his own vegan business, Dippalicious, all by the age of 10. Omari's dips are not only delicious, he makes them all himself before sharing them with the world via the Dippalicious website. Each dip is 100% vegan. Omari was part of VegFest UK Brighton this year, and he and his mum Leah join us today to speak about Omari's work, what he took from VegFest UK Brighton, and how Omari has already had so much success. Omari and Leah, welcome to AR Zone.
Hello.
Omari, I mentioned in the intro that you attended VegFest UK Brighton this year. Would you please tell us what you enjoyed the most at VegFest?
The thing that I enjoyed the most at VegFest is that so much people loved my food, and I got a lot of sales, and there was this exercise thing. A man started shouting, said, whoever wants to come to the pull-up bar challenge, then they should come now. And then me and my brother and my cousin walked down there, and then we got inside the room, and then he was setting up a bar, and then he said, whoever can do the most, then he said, he was explaining what's going to happen, and then he said, the competition is whoever could lift herself up the most. And then when it was, he started calling out names to do it, then there was this pie man who did 40, and then I did 33, and I won out of loads of adults except for the pie man, because I got 33 and he got 40. And then I won a prize, and then I gave it to my dad.
Congratulations, Omari. That sounds like it was great fun. Omari, what was it that made you decide to live vegan?
I researched about veganism, and something came up, and I thought, what is this? And then I tapped it because I thought it was a vegan thing, but it showed me how animals get killed for food and clothes. And then I showed my mum the same video I watched, and then I told her, you lied to me. And then she said, no, I didn't. I just didn't want to explain it to you in a horrible way. And then I said that she still lied to me. And then she said, but I said it in a kind way. And I said, but it wasn't the truth. And then I wanted to become vegan. And then my mum buyed me a vegan meal. And then I ate it. And then she said, you know, these meals are expensive. And then I said, but I still want to become vegan. And then I became vegan. My mum said, okay. And now I make my own vegan foods because my mom said it was expensive.
Wow, that's a wonderful story. Leah, how did you react when Omari came to you and said that he wanted to live vegan?
I was actually shocked. He had his YouTube channel because he's always loved cooking. He's always wanted to be a chef. And he asked me, what he wants to cook for everyone. I was like, well, all right. Go and look up vegetarianism, veganism, and see what resonates with you. Because I try not to tell my children. I want them to go and figure out things for themselves and follow their own lead, you know? So yep. He went and researched, and he came back to me and showed me a video on YouTube. And I was shocked that he'd seen it. But then, as Morris said, he put me on the spot. He was like, why? Why did you lie? I kind of realized, you know what? It's better to just tell your children the truth of what happens rather than kind of beating around the bush. When he came to me and said it, at first I was just like, this may be a phase, which it definitely wasn't. He's now turned his siblings vegan as well. And I'm so happy. So there's only one person that we've got to get on the side, and that's Daddy, isn't it?
Yep.
And then
Lizzie.
Yeah.
He's Mari, you sound very determined and very strong. Well done, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. What sort of reaction do you get when people find out that the owner of Dippalicious is 10 years old?
They just said, wow! How old are you? I said, 10 years old. And I said, 10! You're a young entrepreneur with a business. That means I'm going to tell my young 8 years old. And then I said, I started when I was 8. And then, the woman said, oh, so my son should do his business at 8. And I said that he could do his business at any age.
Well, that's very good advice. Thank you, Amari.
You're welcome.
So, hi, Amari. This is Roger here. I'm speaking from sunny Dublin in Ireland. So, how are you?
Good.
Hello, good, good. Hello. Now, I want to... is it true that you're 10 years old?
Yeah.
Wow. Now, I'm over 60, which means that you probably won't even be able to understand what it means to be this old, right? And I know that Carolyn is very old too, but it's not cool to say that, so we won't say that. But I want to ask you a question about generations, right? Because when me and Carolyn went vegan, most people couldn't even say the word, let alone understand it, whereas I imagine that a lot of your friends and people that you know are quite cool about veganism now. Is that true? Are your friends really kind of keen about veganism? Do they know what it is, and they ask you lots of questions and things like that?
No, I explain it to them.
Yeah, but are they open to it? You know, do they joke about it, or are they serious about it?
They're serious.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
I told them what happens to the animals. Then they're serious now.
Is it something they don't know until you tell them, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame that, isn't it? Because people just don't know what they're doing when they eat them, do they?
And I want to teach kids about veganism.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're doing a grand job. I'm going to hand over back to Carolyn now.
Okay.
Amari, I mentioned earlier that you're an award-winning vegan chef. Would you please tell us about winning an award for your cooking?
I won 3 awards. One of them is Pizza UK and True Little Heroes and Proud and Gifted.
Wow! About winning your awards.
With the Proud and Gifted one, I cried because no one told me, and this, I forgot his name, but he came to our house, and because the other awards, I went to the events and got them, but he came to our house, and then he said, can I take a video with you, and I have to cook for him, can I cook for him, but he didn't tell me about an award, and then once, because my mom didn't tell me and no one told me, he just took out of the wood and then he said, here you go, for, because you're, what was it?
It was so amazing chef.
Yeah, he said I was an amazing chef and he's proud of me. Then he gave me a medal and a certificate. And then when the video stopped, then I cried.
Oh, Amari, I think you're a superstar. I think you give me so much hope and I feel so encouraged to hear you speaking. And I know that the vegan movement is in great hands with young people like you. I can imagine that your family are so proud of you. You just give me so much hope. So thank you for being who you are, Amari. How can people get in touch with you if they'd like to know more about your dips? And are they only available in your local area?
Instagram. Twitter.
They're only available at the moment in the UK.
Right.
Because they are all freshly made dips.
Yep.
His pre-packed meals that will be coming out later on this year will be available all around the UK, as long as it could be delivered there. And then hopefully we'll be branching out. We're going to Nigeria in October. So hopefully we'll have a location there as well. So that's what we're working on, trying to get it in different locations around the world.
How exciting. We'll put some links into the website and into Amari's Instagram page when we publish the podcast. I want to thank both of you for making the time to speak with us today.
Before you go, Amari, I want to ask you a question. You said you got a medal, is that right?
Yeah, I got two medals.
Two medals?
And
okay. Would you sell me one of those for 10 pence, please? I want to buy one for 10 pence. Will you sell it to me? You won't, will you? It's worth more than that, isn't it?
It's not about money.
I know. Well, 20 pence then. What about 20 pence?
What you can do is go to events, have a good business, and they might give you awards. And you have to make sure that you are a good business person.
You obviously drive a hard bargain. I can't cope with you. So okay. Well, thanks for that.
As well, they'll give you more medals and certificates if you don't harm animals as well.
I've got a feeling I'm never going to have as many medals as you. I don't think so. No.
Amari and Leah, thank you so much for spending your time with us today. It's been an absolute pleasure to speak with you. Amari, thank you for everything that you're doing. I really do think that you're a superstar of the future or a superstar of now. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You are so very welcome. No member of the animal kingdom nurses past maturity. No member of the animal kingdom ever did a thing to me. So I don't eat red meat or white fish.